In the beginning, man wondered to himself, why, oh why are we here? And yet with each asking of this question, the answer would become even less clear. Overwhelmed by fear, distraction took its place. And so it was in the world's first shelter that we began the human race. The human race to fill up more and more empty space. Oh, how we loved the human race. Until one day this one guy said to this other guy, he said, hey, have you seen that guy over there? He's got more than everybody else has got. To me, that don't seem fair. Well, the second guy agreed with the first guy. Everybody else did too. Till they all got so worked up, they figured there was something they just had to do. Divide his things up among each other. After they killed him, of course. For they could see no real good reason not to just take what they wanted by force. But when they found him, he said, hey, wait a minute, fella. I wouldn't kill me just now. You can see that I've got more than any of you have ever got. Wouldn't you first at least like to know how? And with that, he had their attention. And with that, he went on loud and clear. He said, you all know how long we've all wondered, why, oh, why are we here? Well, today I'm gonna tell you all about it. I'm gonna teach you about suffering and bliss. I'm gonna teach you all a little about heaven and hell and the God that gave me all this. God gave me this because I'm humble, and he can do the same for you too. But if you're seeking his love and affection, what you're doing is the last thing I do. He sends killers to hellfire, both here and eternally. The good live forever in a place called heaven. God told me this personally. Trust him, you can't trust me. Suffering and heartache, unless you want trouble and fear, you better find some kind of way to humble yourself. May I suggest helping me clean up around here? Of course I could pay you a little bit of money, but more importantly, God would see. And if he sees you working humbly, someday he may give you what he's given me. Well, the crowd just didn't know what to do with that, nor could they prove what he said wasn't true. And since he had what everyone else thought they wanted, it seemed like a thing to do. And with that, we rolled into the future. And ain't it a son of a bitch to think that we would still need religion to keep the poor from killing the rich?